Grazie Daniel. Già appunto iniziato a tracciare questo quadro sulla situazione dei diritti e della repressione attuata dal governo spagnolo, su cui adesso la collega, l'avvocata Laia Serra del Foro di Barcellona continuerà e concluderà in qualche modo questo quadro, proprio immagino, insomma, concentrandosi anche sulla situazione catalana, perché appunto è un'avvocata di Barcellona, membro dell'Associazione Catalana per la Defensa delle Drette Humane. Chiedo scusa per la pronuncia poco catalana, però insomma, si comprende, è appunto una collega che è un attivista, anche da anni conosciamo, quindi le passo la parola e così. Okay. Grazie, Laia.
Hello everybody. After the brilliant intervention in so extreme good English of Daniel, I'm worried about my accent and so I'm really not able to do my intervention freely. I really need to read intervention. Since the conflict in Catalonia is so complex, do a synthesis of every step in a juridical point of view, it's very complex. But I will try to make some notes in order to do a really clarify synthesis. So the sovereignty challenge to the Spanish state is generating a process of intense debate of Spanish quality democratic. So far away of ideological point of views and so, it was a political, legal, and institutional conflict that involved all parts: civil society, associative world, political leaders, and also the medias. I will not speak about the backgrounds, the fact, because if not, I will never finish, and I think that more or less everybody knows what is happening in Catalonia. So, the role of the Constitutional Court. It's very important, and really, the Constitutional Court is protagonist of this situation. Appealing to the Spanish Constitutional Court, the government requests a precautionary measure, the immediate suspension of the convocation of the referendum, prohibiting under the threat of criminal liability. From this moment on, the Spanish government left in the hands of the police violence and the judicial repression the conflict resolution that at no time they wanted to address in political terms. Beyond judicialism politics, Spain politicized justice and violated its own legality. This created the paradox that the justice that has the function of protecting the citizen's fundamental rights was the institution that promoted the rights violation of the same rights. The Constitutional Court sent requests to different authorities, local, regional officers, on the end of July of 2057, that imposed, for example, to the directors of the Catalan medias to prevent and paralyze any action to inform any news about the referendum, with the warning of incurring in criminal responsibilities. Sending the requirements generated a great confusion and fear among all the citizens about the legality of participating in its organization and also in this celebration. The role of the office prosecutor. Following the orders of the office prosecutors, different policemen around the country, around Catalonia, violated fundamental rights such as registration and seizure of graphic material, arrest, identifications, suspension of political debates, unduly extending the Constitutional Court suspension to individuals, private also, enterprises, politicians, and so, interfering unduly in the political ideas dissemination. That evidently violates the right of freedom of expression. The prohibition of public meetings occurred in all the country, not only in Catalonia, such Madrid, Vitoria, Gijón, including the case of a planned event events in municipal buildings, even organized by private entities. The prosecutor's office had given instructions to the police when they did not have the power to do so, since they really were aware that at that time there were already judicial proceedings investigating the holding of the referendum, and therefore it was up to the judges to direct the judicial police. Finally, another point important to talk about is that now, by now, the prosecutors left without, the judicial power left without effect instructions stating the direction of following actions. Even so, the prosecutor's office also ordered that 720 measures from all the all over the country been summoned and investigated, and today they still have to an uncertain procedural situation. Another fact, duplicity of judicial bodies. Another relevant element to mention is that while the Superior Court of Justice was investigating the referendum, another court, a simple court of instruction, was carrying out another investigation of the same fact. At the beginning, the Court of Instruction denied the police were acting under their request, but finally, in many months ago, they recognized that, that this was so. These processes have been carried with a great opacity, functioning in secret during many months, and with a permanent ambiguity about the crimes that will be investigated and about the extension of those investigations. In the context of this investigation, hundreds of webs were closed, and this action were taking account in the censorship map that has been drawn until in the context of Catalonia. So, on the end of September, finally, in this context of this investigation, 41 searches were ordered and ministries, private homes and printing press were registered. In that context, also 14 politicians of the Catalan government were arrested. Due to this repression escalate, finally, on the end, the intervention in the headquarters of a pro-independence political party brought together thousands of people in protest, among them the Jordis, maybe you know about their situation, two leaders of civic entities that lead independence process. Finally, the crimes of sedition and rebellion and the competence of Audiencia Nacional, the National Court. Afterwards, these protests in the street during the end of September, on the 22 of September of 2057, the prosecutors of the Provincial Court of the National Audiencia presented a complaint considering that these demonstrations, popular demonstrations, were constitutive of rebellion and sedition crimes. These facts were described, this is very alarming, were described as the sedition crimes in the way that they were described in the Franquist Penal Code, without taking in account that the new configuration of this of the criminal code that had reconverted into a crime against public order to be tried in ordinary courts. The mention of sedition crime was not improved. In November of 2015, the chief prosecutor of the National Court drafted a new formulation according to which he relativized the importance of the conduct to prioritize the purpose of the same, depriving the crime of the violent uprising that is what it was, this DNA insurgent, so allowing its application to a mass dissident mobilizations. The prosecutor argued that if the seditious conduct was aimed at changing the territorial organization of the state, it will become the jurisdiction of Audiencia Nacional, the National Court of Madrid. The objective of strengthening this interpretation is evident, to ensure the remission of all reports concerning the sovereign process to this exceptional court in Madrid. With this was violated the right to the judge predetermined by the law. This interpretation also violates the European Court of Human Rights that states that in the case of persons engaged in public or political activities, the limits of the freedom of expression are broader. I will not talk so much about the violence during the referendum of the 1st of October, but because I think that everybody knows this situation. Let's only talk about the judicial procedure. The extra limitations of the police have not led any disciplinary proceedings. As for the judicial investigation of the facts, the prosecutor office is failing to promote any procedure, so the particular and popular accusation are who are making the effort to provide data. The system of police identification with a numeration on the back and a particular typography runs the risk of causing impunity for many of the aggression. Another fact is the undue application of the heavy crimes. So, since the criticism, of police violence during the referendum, on the end of November, the Interior Minister reported that on his weight about the hate crimes, they incorporate a space for Catalan conflict. Criminal proceedings were also initiated against persons who participated in the scratches against the police, who participate on the violence of 1 October in the hotels and the Catalan coast. Another of the most relevant cases is the imputation for hate crime against police and against different teachers who on 3 of October mediated classroom debates about violence. This is a process that still works and we will see the end of this situation. Another fact that we have to mention is the application of one article, the 155. This was the article of the Constitution that allows the government to do an interference to the self-government. When the proclaim of independent republic was done, in the end of October, the article was applicated. This application constitutes an essay of the dismantling of the autonomy structures, recentralizing many competences and leading Catalonia to institutional and an economical paralysis during 100 days. With the excuse of this article, it was decided, for example, to seize the entire government of the Generalitat, to dissolve the Catalan Parliament and call for new elections in the end of December of 1957. On the elections on December, independence parties participate with included in their list candidates who were in prison or in exile. All these candidatures were admitted without any reservation or condition by the Central Electoral Board, since all of them have the fullness of their civic and political rights. But in the moment of Puigdemont, the president, was elected, the situation changed, and there was appeal again by the state to the Constitutional Court to declare unconstitutional the investiture of Puigdemont, of his status of fugitive from justice. They prohibited the telematic appearance or the vote by delegation, and they conditioned also this investment at the present to the presentation to Mr. Puigdemont before the investigation. So the interference of the judiciary in a democratic process cannot be more evident. The pretrial detentions. I think that everybody has listened about the detention of Jordi Sánchez and Jordi Cuixart. This occurs on the end of October, and they put in prison the two sovereign leaders about, of course, the demonstration of the 20th of September. Also, in the end of October, 3 days after the proclamation of Catalan Republic, the Attorney General filed a complaint for the crimes of rebellion and sedition, also against the Catalan president and all the members of his government. The imposition of a precautionary measure of the provisional detention of those under investigation was manifestly contrary to law by the principle of exceptionality. In front of the lack of competence of the National Court, the evident lack of competence, finally both cases in the end of November were transferred to the Supreme Court, which appointed to continue the instruction. The judge of the Supreme Court imputed the crimes, confirmed the crimes of rebellion and sedition to the President and Parliament of Catalonia and the members of government for having allowed the parliamentary debate and the approval of the laws that permitted the referendum. Even more evident is the political content of the judicial decrees, which are based on considerations about the convinced pro-independence ideas of the accused, which suggest the repetition of their criminal activities once in freedom. Following the request for the extradition of President Puigdemont, the German court, in the refusal resolution in the end of May, spoke against its applicability and the need to deprive the Catalan political of his freedom. The Belgian authorities have also been of this opinion. Even so, the prosecutor's office seems ready to support this accusation in a trial that will start in early January of this next year. The use of judicial means political problems. Finally, for concluding, we have to say that for the Spanish government and its media, the importance and seriousness of what was considered a challenge to a constitutive principle of the Spanish state, such as the unity of the fatherland, demand a quicker response and more forceful effects, even at the expense of violating its own legality and fundamental rights and freedoms. The Spanish government, with its judicial strategy, is unable to offer a political alternative to the demands of self-government of Catalan society, hiding the conflict behind judicialization. That's it.